Just a week remains until the year's first Grand Slam tennis tournament, and whilst there's been plenty of attention on those who won't be taking part at the Australian Open in Melbourne, those who will be there are tuning up for the event. With Serena Williams absent from the women's singles tournament, opportunities exist for players who might not otherwise have had them. One of those players could well be Ukrainian Elena Svitolina. She's won the women's singles at the Brisbane International, easily disposing of Alexandra Saznovich of Belarus in the final, 6-2, 6-1. Ranked number 6 in the world, Svitolina has never been past the quarterfinals of a Grand Slam tournament. On the verge of a historic opportunity in her career, the 23-year-old says the most important thing is just to be ready to compete at the sport's highest level.
I try to take one match at a time, try to really focus on what I have to do on court. You know, Grand Slam is always is very important to play well. You have lots of pressure. You know, it's different situation, and everyone is playing extremely well there, and it's very important to be really fresh and ready for the fight.
In the men's singles, Australian Nick Kyrgios too shone at the Brisbane International, again raising hopes amongst local fans heading into the Australian Open. An Australian male hasn't won the Australian Open since 1976. In cricket's Big Bash League, the Melbourne Renegades easily defeated the Melbourne Stars in the much-awaited Melbourne Derby. But a very Melbourne occasion had a very Afghan flavour. The standout player on the field was Afghan international Mohammad Nabi, who took one wicket, then top-scored with 52 runs, as the Renegades successfully chased down the Stars' total. Nabi has told Channel 10 his captain, Aaron Finch, put him in a position to succeed, promoting him higher up the batting order and telling him to play in an attacking fashion.
It's all about the captain. He changed the batting order as well. He says to me after the innings that you want to bat earlier. Yes, yeah. I say I want to bat earlier. The instruction is that take the zampa and hit him every ball, take him under pressure. Yeah, this is my plan, and I did very well.
In the Women's Big Bash League, the Sydney Thunder are atop the table after defeating the Perth Scorchers by one run this past weekend. In basketball, it's tight atop the National Basketball League. The Perth Wildcats, Melbourne United and the New Zealand Breakers all have 12 wins from their 18 matches so far this season. All three teams had a win in round 13 of the competition, with the Breakers beating the Cairns Taipans 82 points to 69. The star for the Breakers on this occasion was Edgar Sosa, who was their top scorer with 19 points. But Sosa says a key to the Breakers' success is that any of their players could be the star on any given day.
And I think a lot of teams, you know, they depend on two or three guys to do most of the offense, but we really have six, seven, eight guys who can go out and get you 20 points, and we just try to let the ball movement dictate who's going to be our best player that night.
The weekend also saw the grand final set in the Women's National League, with the Townsville Fire and Melbourne Boomers both winning their way through to the deciding series. The best of three grand final series between these two teams starts next weekend. And in cycling, Mitchelton Scott team rider Alex Edmondson has won his first elite road race title. He's held off friend Chris Harper and a host of others to win narrowly in the Nationals road race in Ballarat. He says the credit for his triumph should be shared.
I think an awful lot goes into this, not only just as me as an athlete, but the team, my family, everyone makes so many commitments, my coach. So this isn't just for me, this is for everyone.
Edmondson is better known for his track cycling prowess, having won three world titles and an Olympic silver medal in that sphere of the sport. Mind you, he was doing well just to finish this particular race. Of 114 starters, only 38 made it to the finish line. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.